HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion story. This week on She Slays, we have Vacha Samrita Seju, who was only 14 years old when she was diagnosed with SLE, or commonly known as lupus. Lupus is an inflammatory disease caused when the immune system attacks its own tissues. It affects the joints, skin, kidneys, blood cells, brain, heart, and even lungs. A true champion indeed, she today has connected with lupus patients from all over India. And along with her doctor and fellow lupus patients in Kerala, she has co-founded the Lupus Trust India, which is India's first organization committed to addressing the needs of lupus patients. Come, let's listen to this fighter story.
Hi, I am Vacha Samrita. I was diagnosed with lupus when I was 14 years old, and today I'm going to be turning 21. So my father was serving in the Indian Navy, and we always moved from one city to the other. And when I was 14, I had shifted to Kochi, and I was diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus. None of us had even heard of this jargon. This word was so difficult to even pronounce initially. I had moved from Vizag to Kochi, and the initial symptoms that I had noticed was massive red lesions on my feet, vasculitis is what they call it in medical terms, and swelling in my ankles, and just like anyone would do, I thought it was a sprain, I probably hit myself somewhere or a bug bit me, and even other medical doctors thought it was dengue, etc. But fortunately, my father had the intelligence to notice this, and he said this was a lot like rheumatoid arthritis, the symptoms. Inability to move, arthritis, red rashes, swelling in the feet, consistent fever that is around 99 to 100 degrees, lack of appetite, acidity, vomiting, nausea, migraines. These were all the initial prominent symptoms that I had. Eventually, I was rushed to the hospital and I met a consultant rheumatologist, and I was finally diagnosed with systemic lupus erythematosus with a handful of tests like scans, biopsies, endoscopies, colonoscopies, blood and urine analysis that were done. And I can't really say there was a specific life incident associated with it. I think these symptoms, when I really trace back in time, I started probably had a lot of these symptoms, or my body was trying to communicate that I'm not well, probably ever since I was 7 or 8 years old. Like I said, I was 14 years old. I couldn't even pronounce systemic lupus erythematosus, but I happened to hear that Selena Gomez had it, and I didn't feel alone. Honestly, it was a rare disease at that point. I was told it was a rare disease, and I think I was deep inside relieved to know why I had 1 month of suffering, and the medication that were given to me, the immunosuppressive medication, the disease modifying drugs, my steroid medication, all of it started acting in just 1 or 2 days. I started feeling the relief. I was feeling so much more better. So I can't really think of an initial reaction that I had, but eventually after 2 to 3 years, I realized the seriousness of the disease, the fatality of the disease, the invisible disability that this disease causes for me. That is when I think it, you know, really hit me. And with respect to initial reactions, my parents were the ones who probably had to take the load of realizing that their young little baby girl at the age of 14 had a very serious, fatal, chronic illness, which is autoimmune and rheumatic in nature. Talking about my parents' reaction to it, I think I'm sure the first thing was a relief that we could diagnose it. But that all just went away when the moment they got to know that there was no cure, it was a lifelong disease, you needed a lot of medication. There was so much of stigma attached to modern medicine like steroids and chloroquine, and the side effects were always harped on by family members, by neighbors, and generally there's so much of the concept of nocebo effect is so terrible in the society we live in, especially about modern medicine, which is often called allopathy. But I remember my father being from the forces and my mother being an extremely strong lady. She was also a physics teacher. She was teaching, coaching students for IIT, JEE, etc. So both of them are very solid. They were very strong. I'm sure there were days where they probably cried, they wept in disbelief watching me suffer on that bed as a young kid, where I was supposed to typically be doing running around and having a, you know, a light-hearted life. So I'm sure that was very difficult for them, but they found their ways of coping, and lupus redefined the reason for our existence. The beauty was they really discussed it with me as well. The reaction was obviously very difficult and it was very tough to accept it. And with respect to the doctors, I think the doctors are fantastic. We had time to speak to them, and eventually we were just blessed to meet Dr. Padmanabha Shenoy, one of the best, topmost consultant rheumatologists in the country. And the assurance he gave us is just beyond words. And the freedom to ask questions, to communicate, and even importing of drugs that were not available in India. These are some things my parents did with. So that way, I've been very blessed. So a lot of times, once the diagnosis is done, you're put on a lot of medication, then one tends to not look sick anymore. And lupus is an invisible disease. As I speak to you right now, my kidneys may not be functioning to its best. My eyes have its issues. My bone density has its issues. My ovary has its issues. There are plenty of problems, but if you look at me, I'll probably look as fine as anyone, or maybe even better. That is a fact. And eventually, as the disease increased, I had to take a lot of infusion, monoclonal antibodies like rituximab. Then I had to do cyclophosphamide. I had to do belimumab. I was the first in India to take belimumab. There was a lot of anxiety procuring it from Germany and Turkey. It was not available in India. It was an orphan drug, and no one in India had done it. It was only Dr. Padmanabha Shenoy initiating it with me. And that was a lot of trauma, you know. Just so much of anxiety just procuring it. And let's talk about the side effects and the comorbidities of these medication. Plenty of comorbidities. For example, a simple thing like steroid-induced cataracts or nausea, and consistent side effects like gastritis, multiple erosions in the stomach, occult blood, and osteopenia, vascular necrosis, costochondritis. These are all jargons that I'm using, but these are all heavy comorbidities and side effects that one faces with these treatments. But again, it is very important to understand that these side effects can be dealt with if you're alive. And it's very important to take these medications and not fall prey to the fear of having these side effects. It's been 6.5 years and I haven't fully recovered yet. But the progressive path to it was following what your doctor says religiously. Secondly, very good mental health habits. Seek mental help from life coaches, psychologists. Talk about it with family. Talk about it with friends. Give it utmost priority. Mental health issue is not a first world problem. It's not a luxury. It happens to anyone, and it has to be addressed, especially when you're battling such a disease like this. You should give it topmost priority. And the next best thing that I did was focusing on my nutrition. Going plant-based with my nutrition has really helped me. It was a highly anti-inflammatory diet that really helped my kidneys from recovering, that really helped my bones, my inflammation from recovering. I personally felt it has definitely helped. All of these put together can improve your confidence. It can give you, you know, the hope and give you the conviction that you can do this on your own. And that can really help with your recovery process. So this is a very important point I feel patients should learn. The role of family is something I will not find word to describe. I will not be able to do justice to the role of family because it is beyond words. Just my father telling me that, you know, you can work with me, or you can do that, you can do this, these are the plenty of options available. Don't worry about that. This is how you can plan your finances. We will be there. So it goes without saying that my family and these handful of friends I have really helped me in the process of healing. When I was diagnosed with lupus in 2014, the first thing I did was to go online and look for some support group. My hospital couldn't provide me the support group I needed at that point. My doctor couldn't. A lot of things like this was so shocking and it was devastating for a patient like me. At the age of 14, the only thing I wanted was to speak to one more lupus patient and understand how they battle it. There was so much stigma attached to it. And ironically, lupus is more prevalent than leukemia. Yet the awareness is so poor. And I decided to go ahead and make my story public through social media. Eventually, I conducted the first lupus walkathon with my mentor and we conducted Lupus Day celebrations where we invited patients all across India to come and talk about their stories and ask their questions and things like that. And eventually through social media, I started getting so many messages asking for what should I do? I have nephritis, I have that, I have this. And eventually informal patient counseling was something I very unknowingly started doing. I didn't even notice it was actually happening until a year where I had almost informally spoken to and counseled about 500 patients. That's when I realized there was a desperate need for patients in India, especially in the north, where awareness was very less and literacy about this disease was so poor. Pregnancy-related questions about lupus, can I have a child, can I get married? These are like such sensitive questions that, you know, people had but didn't know where to go to and whom to ask to. So I feel like this journey of mine, by going public, it has incredibly raised the awareness levels, and a lot of other patients have been going public about their stories right now. The stigma has reduced drastically and because of that awareness has increased, and so these are various things that are happening right now, and that is purely because of patients willing to share their story, and I'm really happy to have initiated that in the initial phases of it. To everyone who's battling their independent health issue, to be very specific, it might be rheumatic, it could be autoimmune, it could be chronic, whatever it is, I would say your entire priority should be you improving your health. If that means the right nutrition, the right set of people you interact with, the right support system, the right communication with your doctor, prioritizing mental health, this is extremely important. And the most important thing, the most crucial thing is knowledge. Be hanker for knowledge. Just be hungry. As in any time of the day, if you're getting information and that can give you more awareness, be a sucker for it. That is the most important thing and that is what will liberate you. Awareness, by being aware, by knowing the depth of the situation, it can liberate you from so much of fear, so much of anxiety, and it can give you incredible peace of mind. Secondly, please seek help. Please connect with organizations like Lupus Trust India, or Scleroderma India, or Sjogren's India, or Mission Arthritis India. There are so many organizations for diabetes, for juvenile disorders, autoimmune, chronic conditions. Make sure you connect with them. Make sure you participate in these activities. Make sure you are influential in changing other patients' lives. That will give you incredible hope and a reason, and I will add value to your existence. This is purely from my experience, and I think it has really changed and given me a desire to live. This is what I'd like to say.
So this was Vacha Samrita's story, a true She Slays champion indeed. We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host Chaya Dabas signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.